Chapter 4. A Growing Idea. How in Equestria did this happen? Cadence wondered as she began to explore the withered area. Everywhere the princess looked, there were rows upon rows of overgrown hedges, dead flowers, and piles of dirt. Instead of the golden pots meant to contain the topiaries shaped like animals, all Cadence found were some large ceramic vessels with broken, peeling tree stems lining the stone pathways like sad soldiers. As she wandered, Cadence wondered if she had read it all wrong. Perhaps her blurry vision was supposed to be taking place in a different area of the grounds. Or maybe it was not her destiny at all. It was quite possible that the sad old garden was just what it appeared to be, hopeless and broken beyond repair. But on the other hoof, with some extra love, it could be blossoming in no time. Cadence smiled, coming to a realization. Love was always the answer. The princess closed her violet eyes and inhaled. The air was still fresh and the sun was still shining on her face. That was plenty to get started. A few hours into working on cleaning up the garden, a couple of things were becoming clear to the princess. She didn't know very much about landscaping or gardening, and this project was going to be a much bigger task than she'd anticipated. Even with the aid of her strong magic to help her lift, move, and dig things, she was still just one pony. Cadence was going to need some helping hooves. Fast. A murmur of voices nearby disrupted Cadence's quiet moment. Across the massive expanse of grass, a large group of young teenage fillies and colts followed a castle tour guide. An older mare with a red mane led the way. She was chatting and calling out to the group. The young ponies hardly paid attention because they were too busy whispering with their friends or daydreaming. It reminded Cadence of her days living back in Canterlot with Princess Celestia and Princess Luna. Sometimes, Cadence helped out by giving tours around the castle to school groups. The young ponies would always drag their hooves in boredom through the whole thing until the very end of the day, when they got to help cook a meal for their class in the castle kitchens. The ponies would suddenly become engaged and playful when they had a way to contribute. Princess Cadence left the garden and headed straight for the tour group with a seed of an idea growing in her head. She needed extra hooves, and they needed something to occupy themselves with. "Welcome to the castle," Princess Cadence called out. Every pony turned to look at her, quite surprised to find the princess covered in soil and wandering around by herself. "Pardon my appearance," Cadence laughed, trotting up closer to them. "But I've just been working on a little project down at the garden, and I heard voices." "Your Majesty!" the tour guide mare gasped and bowed. "I was just taking this school group around to the back entrance. If I'd known you were here, we could have taken a different route." "Don't be silly, Petalshine," replied Cadence, picking a leaf out of her mane. "I'm actually extremely glad to see all of you." She scanned the faces of the young ponies. They all looked a little starstruck except for Olivine Jewel. The green filly stood at the back of the group on her own, wearing her permanent grumpy expression. Cadence smiled at her. "Hello, Olivine." At this, Olivine's entire class and teacher spun around to look at the young filly, shocked. A blush appeared on her cheeks as the ponies began to whisper to one another. How was Olivine on a first-name basis with the princess? "It's so lovely to meet you, Your Majesty. I'm Ruby Jubilee." The teacher stepped up to Cadence, shivering with enthusiasm. "And this is my class. We're exploring careers at the castle today. Do you have any tips for our little ponies here?" "Just follow your hearts," offered Cadence warmly. "It always leads to the right decision, if you listen." "Splendid advice. Thank you, Princess," Ruby Jubilee cooed. "Hear that, class? Princess Cadence!"
"But what about following your cutie mark?"
a stocky blue colt with a shaggy mane called out. Isn't that what we're supposed to do? His cutie mark was a picture of a mop. Olivine began to shuffle her hooves. She kicked a clump of dirt. Yeah, that's what we're supposed to do, called out a yellow filly with a muffin cutie mark. A few other ponies nodded in agreement. Ruby Jubilee shot them all a stern teacher look. Mop Top, Citrine, let's not bother the princess with too many questions. Oh, I don't mind. Cadence knew to choose her words carefully. Your cutie marks are definitely important, but some very special fillies in Ponyville recently helped remind me that a cutie mark is just one part of you. Every pony can be wonderful at all sorts of things. You just have to try. Cadence procured a scroll from her saddlebag and unfurled it. It was a rough map of the garden. For example, how would you all like to try something new with me? I'm planning a big garden celebration in honor of spring, and I would love for you to come join me. The teacher's jaw dropped. You want my Crystal Preparatory students to help you with your special project? Ruby Jubilee squealed with delight. Wow! Why, of course they would love to! It would be such an honor! Another wave of whispers broke out among the students, but this time they sounded like excited ones. That's wonderful news, Cadence sighed in relief. Now all we need is to tell the rest of the kingdom. And do all the work, muttered Olivine. Or you could just hire a professional gardener pony. But no pony listened to her, as usual.